Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is your shortcut, really, to understanding complex topics without getting completely lost in all the details. Now, before we jump into today's subject, which I think is fascinating, we want to give a huge shout out to SafeServer. They actually take care of the hosting for the software we're talking about today. They provide really robust infrastructure and great support for digital transformation. You can find out more about what they do at www.safeserver.de. All right, let's dive right in. So we live in this hyper-connected world, right? And we're just bombarded, I mean, constantly with this massive amount of information, trying to stay genuinely well-informed about, you know, the latest tech or how industries are changing. Well, without getting totally overwhelmed, it feels like a full-time job. And that's exactly why we do the deep dive, to cut through all that noise for you. We pull out the most important bits, the key insights, so you can grasp these tricky subjects quickly and clearly. Today, we're zoning in on Kistra. It's an open-source workflow automation platform. Our mission today, we're going to unpack Kistra, break it down so that really anyone, whether you're a seasoned developer or maybe just starting to explore automation, can get what it is, why it's actually so powerful, and crucially, how it's making complex operations much simpler for teams all over the world.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about Kistra, I think, is how it fundamentally rethinks, you know, the whole orchestration and scheduling of code. It's really designed to bring some order to that chaos we often see, streamlining automation across loads of different systems. And as we'll get into, its declarative approach combined with this, well, remarkably intuitive visual interface,
yeah,
that's really key to making this powerful tech genuinely accessible, much more so than many traditional tools.
Okay, let's unpack that right from the start. Workflow automation, orchestration, I mean, these terms can sound a bit jargony, can't they? But let's think about a common pain point, that feeling, you know, when a critical report depends on like five different systems, or a key business process means someone has to manually kick off scripts, check logs, and just sort of hope nothing breaks.
Yeah.
We've all been there, right?
Definitely.
So what is this workflow automation exactly? And why can't we just, you know, string things together manually or use simpler tools? What's the chaos that needs something like Kistra?
That's a really good way to put it. That chaos you mentioned, that's precisely what Kistra was built to tame. See, historically, when you needed to automate a sequence of tasks, let's say, pulling data from a database, doing some transformation, then loading it somewhere else, like an analytics tool, we'd often end up stitching together custom scripts, maybe using cron jobs for scheduling, or perhaps older, more complex tools like Apache Airflow.
Mm-hmm.
Or even simpler, sometimes quite limited services like Zapier or Enn for lighter tasks. The problem is, as soon as things get even slightly complex, you know, multiple dependencies, proper error handling, retries, different systems need to talk, version control maybe needing real-time responses. Those approaches, they become brittle, fast, they're hard to monitor, a nightmare to scale reliably. Kistra comes in as an event-driven declarative orchestration platform to basically solve that headache. Its core purpose is making both scheduled workflows, like that daily report you mentioned, and event-driven workflows, like reacting instantly when a new customer signs up, making those easy and, really importantly, resilient. It sort of abstracts away a lot of the tricky underlying stuff, letting you define what needs to happen rather than having to manually script how to handle every single failure or dependency.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Bringing order to that potential spaghetti of tasks. And here's where I think it gets really interesting, especially for someone who maybe doesn't live and breathe code day in, day out. Kistra has this core idea, everything as code and from the UI. That sounds almost contradictory. Like, on one hand, you've got the rigor of code for developers, but then you're saying non-coders can use the UI. How does that actually bridge the gap? Is there a tension there, or is it seamless?
It's actually a really brilliant fusion, and it pretty much eliminates that tension you might expect.
Yeah.
So when we talk about a declarative YAML interface, think of it like writing a simple recipe. You're describing what you want the final dish to be, not giving super detailed step-by-step instructions for every single chop and stir. You say, I want to extract data here, transform it like this, then load it there. Kistra handles the how, including the tricky bits like error handling, retries, managing the state of the workflow. In this declarative way, it's not just simpler, it's actually way more robust. Your workflow is defined precisely in a format humans can read, which makes it easier to version control, test, ensure it runs the same way everywhere. It's like a blueprint. You write these workflows using Kistra's built-in code editor right there for the YAML. But, and this is the magic bit that bridges the gap, you can also build and visualize the exact same workflow directly from the UI. It's got drag and drop, it has auto completion to help you, real-time checks to see if it makes sense.
Ah, okay.
And the truly seamless part, When you drag a new task in the UI or change a setting visually, the underlying YAML code adjusts automatically, instantly. So the core logic, the orchestration, it's always managed declaratively in code, even if you built it all by clicking and dragging. This means, say, a data engineer could tweak some YAML, and then maybe a business analyst could visually check out the flow makes sense. It makes collaboration way easier.
Wow, okay.
And yeah, to keep things proper, it even has built-in Git integration. So your UI built workflows. Still versioned, still managed like any other piece of code.
That really is a powerful combination. It sounds like it makes creating things much easier, but you still get all the benefits of managing it as code. So, okay, if I'm someone looking to start automating something, what are the basic terms, the building blocks I need to get my head around in Kestra to actually start building a workflow? Give us the basics.
Absolutely. Let's break down the main pieces you'll work with. The fundamental thing, the whole process or the recipe you want to run, that's called a flow.
A flow. Got it.
Think of it as the complete automated sequence. An entire data pipeline, maybe, or a multi-step approval process. Now, within that flow, each individual action, each step, like run this Python script, move that file, send an email, call an API, that's a task.
Okay, tasks are the steps in the flow.
Exactly. They're the specific ingredients and instructions in your recipe. Then you have triggers. They decide how your flow starts. You've got scheduled triggers, pretty simple, like setting an alarm clock. Run this flow every hour or every Tuesday at 3 p.m., whatever you need. And crucially, Kestra is really strong with event-driven triggers. This lets your flow react instantly to something happening. Maybe a new file appears in cloud storage, or a message pops up in a Kafka topic, or even a specific API call comes in.
Reactive. Okay.
Yeah. And for keeping things organized, especially as you build more flows, you use namespaces. They're basically like folders, just ways to group related flows together. Keeps things tidy. And inputs and variables add flexibility. They let you customize flows and tasks on the fly, so you can reuse the same flow for slightly different situations without copying everything.
Makes sense.
And finally, to see all this, that intuitive UI we mentioned gives you a live topology view. Technically, it's a directed acyclic graph.
A DAG.
Think of it like a flow chart or a roadmap for your workflow. Each task is a box. Arrows show how data moves and what depends on what. It's super important because it ensures tasks run in the right order, avoids messy loops, and lets you see dependencies at a glance. Makes even really complex stuff much easier to understand visually.
That DAG view sounds incredibly useful, especially when things get complicated. Now, you mentioned one of Kestra's standout features is its rich plugin ecosystem. That sounds powerful. When you say plugin ecosystem, what kind of things can these plugins actually do? How comprehensive is it? Can it really connect almost anything?
Oh, it really is comprehensive. This is where Kestra's flexibility just shines. It basically future-proofs your automation. The plugin system means you can, first off, run scripts in pretty much any language you like. Yep. Python, Node.js, R, Go, Shell, Java, even just SQL, whatever your team knows or what's best for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And you can run them anywhere. On the machine, Kestra is running on, sure, but also on remote servers using SSH or scale out using containers with built-in Docker and Kubernetes support. Super versatile. But the real power is connecting to other systems. For instance, plugins let you extract and load data from a huge range of sources. We're talking traditional databases, PostgreSQL, Mycelic, Oracle NoSQL ones like MongoDB or Redis, cloud storage like AWS S3, Google Cloud Storage, Azure Blob Storage, countless APIs.
Wow.
So yeah, pulling data from some old legacy system and mixing it with data from a modern cloud service, Kestra handles that. You can also set up flows to react to real-time events from message systems like Kafka, RabbitMQ, Redis Streams, or the big cloud ones, AWS SQS, Google PubSub, Azure Event Hubs. Imagine like kicking off a fraud check instantly when a new transaction message appears.
Yeah, powerful.
And it deeply integrates with the major clouds, AWS, Google Cloud, Azure for everything, managing servers, triggering serverless functions, orchestrating data warehouses like Snowflake or Databricks, and of course, keeping people informed. There are tons of plugins for notifications, sending messages to Slack, Teams, email, even triggering alerts in PagerDuty so the right people know if something needs attention. Currently, there are over 600 plus plugins available, ready to go. Plus, users can build their own or contribute new ones back to the community. So yeah, the goal is really to connect to virtually anything you're already using. You're not locked into one way of doing things.
That level of connection, tying everything together like that, it sounds incredibly valuable. But okay, beyond just the tech specs, what does this all actually mean for the teams, the people using Kestra day to day? What's the real impact they're seeing? And who really benefits most?
Yeah, it translates into some really significant tangible benefits for a surprisingly wide range of people. Kestra positions itself as being for every developer. And that seems true. Data engineers building pipelines, software engineers orchestrating services or CI/CD, even marketing ops folks automating campaigns, platform engineers automating infrastructure.
Yeah.
It really does help unify teams, breaks down those silos you sometimes see.
Mm-hmm.
What really stands out in feedback is how often users praise its simplicity and user experience. You hear things like beginner friendly, so easy to use, fantastic web UI, extremely approachable and clear.
Mm.
People often say it's much simpler to get going with compared to alternatives like, say, Airflow or Prefect.
Right.
And that simplicity, it's not just nice to have, it directly leads to faster time to value. We see reports from companies saying they deliver in days what once took weeks, achieving things like 5x deployment speed. That points to less time fighting the tool, more time building the actual solution.
Definitely a plus.
And you see big jumps in productivity and efficiency. Things like 10x faster workflow completion, an 80% boost in team efficiency, even a 75% reduction in operational cost by automating stuff that was manual before. It's also built for scalability. It's proven to handle millions of workflows in production environments with over 400 million plus workflows executed across its user base, so it can handle serious load. Plus, that flexibility and no vendor lock-in is key. Write your logic in any language. Deploy Kestra wherever makes sense for you, on-prem, hybrid cloud, any major cloud provider you choose.
That's important.
Yeah, and to make starting even easier, there are over 250 plus blueprints. These are like pre-built templates for common tasks, pulling data from Salesforce to Snowflake, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's likely a blueprint that gets you like 90% of the way there straight away.
Okay, those blueprints sound like a great starting point. Well, that paints a really comprehensive picture from, you know, taming that initial chaos of complex processes to enabling really powerful, flexible, but also it seems surprisingly easy to manage automation. Kestra really does seem to cover a lot of ground, that unique mix of everything is code and from the UI, the huge plugin ecosystem, and just that focus on making orchestration accessible. Those are clearly its big strengths. Sounds like a potential game changer for teams maybe struggling with their current tools.
Absolutely. And this kind of leads to an important question, maybe for you, our listener, to think about. What repetitive task, what complex data flow, or maybe what integration challenge exists in your world right now that could potentially be simplified, made more reliable using a tool like Kestra? You know, is there something you do manually every week? Data stuck in silos that needs connecting? If you are curious and you want to see it in action, you can actually try their live demo. There's no installation needed. You just play with it in your browser. Or if you want to get hands-on, check out the Quick Start Installation Guide. It literally takes about 5 minutes to get it running locally with Docker. You'll have the Kestra UI up at http.localhost.8080. And definitely check out their community on Slack and YouTube. Lots of help, lots of examples there too.
Great resources. And remember, this deep dive was made possible thanks to the support of SafeServer. They're your partner for robust hosting and really seamless digital transformation solutions. Do visit www.safeserver.de to learn more about them. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Kestra. We look forward to exploring another fascinating topic with you next time.